Good morning and welcome to the Brad Chappell Show. Along with head coach Brad Chappell, this is Chad Upton. As we welcome you in on the road tonight, or excuse me, this morning, but look forward to a good show. Pisgah off this week, bye week this week. Got a chance to get a break. It's really, I think, a good time for that bye week to be, you know, in our schedule. But, Coach, it's good to have that week off, and now you go back to work again, you know, really preparing for Franklin. But I'm sure that, you know, those preparations really began, you know, this last week. They got a win last night, a big win against Tuscola. Just tell me a little bit about this week in practice. And I think the other thing I was thinking about, you know, earlier with regard to, you know, that bye week, maybe, you get a chance to go back and look at some other things in the specific areas that are a little bit harder to do during the week. Do you get a chance to be able to do that too?
You do. You know, you mentioned one thing to start off with about where the bye week is. This is one of the first times that, you know, we've really had this bye week right in the middle of the season, you know, five games in and with five games to go. And, you know, Coach Rogers and I talked about that this week, how nice it was to have it where it's at. About the only thing I don't like about it is that we, you know, it's kind of in between a conference, two conference games, you know, one on the front end and one on the back end. But, you know, the place where it's at has been really good. Had a good week of practice. I had good weather. Gave the boys off Monday and gave them off yesterday as well. So we practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We actually went pretty heavy both or all 3 days and had a nice little scrimmage on Thursday to finish out the week. You know, you mentioned going back to we're able to reevaluate some things. It's almost like you catch a break and, you know, you go back and there's a lot of self-assessment that goes on during this week, you know, because we don't have as much film. I mean, we have film on Franklin, but we don't have as much as we'll have, obviously, you know, after the games last night, you know, to add those into the mix. But we kind of went back and just looked about where we were at, you know, things that we might be able to do to help us out, help our kids out to find some more success. You know, we're playing pretty good right now, obviously sitting 5-0, but, you know, there's always things to improve on. We know how, what the road looks like, you know, from here out. And, you know, with Franklin getting the big win last night, you know, that's going to make it that much more difficult. They're going to come in with a lot of confidence. You know, they're sitting 2-0 in the conference. Them and West Henderson are both, you know, a game up on us because we were open. We're only 1-0.
Right.
But, you know, it was a good week to have. And, again, had good weather. Didn't have any issues weather-wise.
Yeah. Tell me about the mentality of this group of kids now, too, that you're able to go and sort of think about, I suppose, and, you know, as you mentioned, reevaluate, you know, at this point in the year during the bye week. You know, this group of kids, again, as you mentioned, 5-0, we've already accomplished a number of goals. Certainly there are plenty more, but a number of goals that we have for ourselves. We've talked about this group of seniors, you know, some in the past, but, you know, it seems to me that this group is and continues to be hungry to continue to be successful and, you know, feeding off the great crowds that we've had, those kinds of things. Tell me, you know, more about what you're seeing and feeling as far as that, you know, that leadership and again, the larger mentality of the kids in the program right now.
You know, one of the things that I've kind of noticed about this team, and every team, every year has its own identity and personality and, you know, character traits and those things. But the one thing that I have seen about this group is you don't have to rah-rah. You know, you don't have to sit there and scream and jump up and down and feel like you've got to give the greatest speech of all time to get them going. They kind of understand the moment. You know, we have serious conversations, you know, leading up to game time and even through the week about, you know, goals we're trying to accomplish, you know, throughout the weeks of practice to get us to that game on Friday night. But this is, you know, this is just one of those bunches that, you know, I feel like I can have a conversation with. I feel like they understand when we're talking to them, and they trust us, you know.
Yeah.
I say that it goes both ways, and, you know, we've got to be able to trust them as well. And it's just been it's been really neat, this group so far. And, again, we've got a long ways to go, but, you know, been really pleased with where they're at so far in the season.
I want to go back and just talk a little bit about, you know, health-wise. I caught a little bit of conversation with Jeremy Clark this week, you know, around Aaron and, and working on the health there. I think he's going to be in pretty good shape. Can you go back through and talk about some of the other kids and where we are health-wise? Fortunately, right now, I don't want to certainly jinx us, but fortunately, we're in pretty good shape.
We're actually in really good shape considering, you know, being midway of the season. You know, we had some kids that we held out this week, you know, a couple of days of practice just to get them, you know, healed up a little bit better. We had some that came back. Obviously, we had Aaron, you know, we had him kind of take a few days off, you know, had a procedure done to get a cyst kind of drained. So we kind of let him sit back and which was good. It allowed Matthew Mahaffey to get some really good reps this week for us at quarterback. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, just about that particular position. And I know you kind of look at how everybody has had to make changes who may have lost a quarterback, you know, with an injury or something through that throughout the season. The thing that Matthew brings to the table for us, we don't, you know, we're not going to change a whole lot, you know, when he comes in. He does a really good job of doing the same things that Aaron's able to do for us, you know, within our offense. So, you know, even though I knew we were probably going to give Aaron, you know, the week off as if been able to heal up from that procedure, I didn't change anything as far as, you know, play calling for our practice scripts. He just does a really good job. I mean, he's very confident in what he does. Obviously, he starts for us on the defensive side, but we really don't take a step back, and that's unusual. And we've seen throughout the year already, you know, teams that have had, you know, issues with quarterbacks, whatever it may be, and they've had to change offense and what they do completely. And that's not the case for us with Matthew going in. So he just got some more good reps for us this week. Feel really good if we get in that situation. Again, I don't think we pull the reins back at all. I think it's just full speed ahead if something were to happen. Obviously, Aaron gives us an advantage of having that play time and that you know, stuff on the varsity. Brings a lot of speed back here to the backfield as well and has done a good job for us. But, you know, that's a good situation we're in. Certainly, this was a week to try to work on some of those things with him, and just felt like he got better as the week went along.
When you say that, that it's unusual, do you believe it's because of, you know, being an underclassman that's unusual, or do you believe it's, you know, something else that, you know, just in terms of reps?
No, just in terms of reps, you know, and the knowledge part of it. Being able to run, you know, similar systems from your JVs to your varsity, you know, having the familiarity with it. And again, just it comes back to confidence for me as I watch, you know, Matthew and Aaron both. I mean, they exude confidence when they get back in the huddle. You know, they control things, and that's always good to see from your quarterback.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restoration is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Brett Chappell Show, and we were talking, you know, a little bit off air. We certainly talked a lot about this, Coach, prior to the season. But again, being back at home, being back in your own building, not just from the perspective of, you know, not having to make these all these trips just week after week for 2 years, but being able to practice in your own facility has got to be a huge advantage. Have you, you know, in taking measure of that at this point in the season, can you tell a difference in what that's been able to make you and allow you guys to be able to make things happen?
I think you can see it in how the kids are playing. I think that's a part of the success that we've had and the reason for it. You know, watching the kids go out and compete, especially when we're at home, it yeah. gives us a distinct advantage for me as I look at it. I mean, I can't think of another venue, at least that I've been to, that's had the crowds that we've had this early, especially in the non-conference schedule. It's been, now we've had really good weather, which has helped as well, but I've just been just really pleased with how things have flowed, you know, because we've not done it in so long. You know, to be able to kind of jump right back into it and go back to the way things used to be. Obviously, we've added some things as well, you know, going into the each game as far as, you know, how the stadium looks and the cosmetic part of it. Obviously, the mill whistle. I mean, when you're hearing the opposing crowd cheering when that mill whistle goes off, I mean, that's just a show of respect. And I think that's a big thing as well.
Yeah. Coach, I want to go back to this while I'm thinking about it, too. Shrine Bowl team, we've got some ideas about the players there. Will you tell me a little bit more about your work around that? And that's another element that you've been working on as the season goes on. Obviously, that's going to be secondary, you know, to what we're doing, you know, with our program. But you've been working hard on that and made some announcements about some players. And can you talk a little bit about where we are as far as the Shrine Bowl game is concerned coming up in December?
Yeah, just really excited, you know, for those that may have not seen already. We got four selections from Western North Carolina from what we call Region 8. And, Chad, that's unheard of to have that many. And I know we're in a big area, but we generally don't have but one, sometimes two at the most, you know, in the Shrine Bowl. And to be able to have four is just phenomenal. You know, each one of the kids obviously brings something different to the team. Going real quick, Tyler West, a good lineman from Andrews High School, committed to NC State about 2 weeks ago. You know, that kid is 6'5", 280 kid with just outstanding feet, great athleticism. Obviously, he's had quite a few offers. That's the first kid from the Smoky Mountain Conference. The second one is Cutler Adams, running back from Robbinsville, that we've had a chance to see a little bit. And, guys, I'm just going to tell you, I couldn't be more excited for that kid to be in the Shrine Bowl that Wood Bryson. I love that kid. He is just a phenomenal, not just football player, but just a phenomenal young man. And just really excited for him. I've been a guest linebacker from Reynolds High School, Coach Craig, who's on the staff, who's Reynolds defensive coordinator. He's on the staff with us.
Right.
He was able to get one of his kids, and he showed out as well in the combines, did really good. And then the last one is Truett Manuel, which comes from our conference.
Right.
You know, he's been the player of the year in our conference, still having a phenomenal year this year already. Baseball pitcher, I mean, just all-around athlete. And he had, you know, some really good stats that came into it. And he's going to fit into the scheme that we're going to run offensively really well. So those four kids, you know, for Western North Carolina, just a really good group. Excited about getting them down there and being able to practice with them for a week and hopefully get after South Carolina and get a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Going over now to Franklin and thinking about them, as we talked about earlier, they got a big win last night. Scored a lot of points against Tuscola. I understand Tuscola did, you know, some things a little differently offensively, but, you know, Franklin with that big win, you already mentioned it. They're going to come in with a lot of energy off of that. They're going to want to go 2-0 against Haywood County when we see them next week. You've had a chance probably to see a little bit of them. I'm sure you watched, you know, most of that game last night against Tuscola as well. Again, big win for them, and we've got our work cut out for us. Even though they struggled early, we're going to have our work cut out for us to continue on this win streak we're on.
You know, I think the big thing when I look at them, I think they've gotten better since week one. I think that's the thing that I see from them. They had an issue with a quarterback that transferred late in the summer. You know, they lost their starting quarterback that went all the way through the summer with them, transferred to Raven Gap, you know, kind of put them in a hole. They've had some injuries back in their backfield at their running back position. They're starting to get those guys acclimated, the ones that are filling in for them. Their backs had a really good game last night against Tuscola. I think their tailback, he had over 100 yards, I think, in the first half just himself. So, just you're starting to see some confidence come back in those kids. Like I said, I think they're getting better each week. They're going to bring a lot of confidence, you know, when they come and play next week in Canton. It's always a good game. And you look back through the years, even last year, you know, we were struggling a little bit when we went over there, came down to the last possession. You know, really good game last year. I think that it'll be the same this year. They're a downhill run team, come right at you. You know, our defense is doing a really good job of that right now. And I think one of the matchups that I'm looking for is, you know, defensively for us, we've not given up a 100-yard rusher yet. And obviously Franklin's going to bring that to the table. So excited about seeing that matchup and what we can do on that side of the ball.
I want to go back, and because we haven't had a chance to do as much of this, you know, talk about our JV program. Obviously, they the schedule for them is a little bit differently because of the non-conference games that we have. I know we had a game earlier against Franklin that we were not able to play because of weather issues, lightning issues, you know, that night. Should be a dandy, I think, between, you know, us and them coming up on Thursday as well. We saw Franklin's JVs get a win against Tuscola. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on that program and how those kids have progressed.
You know, one thing that I see, and I've had a chance to see Franklin's JVs, you know, I've kept hearing about the good groups that they've had in the middle school the last couple of years. The freshman group that he's got right now is really good. The eighth grade group that's 1 year back, those guys are winning the division in that middle school conference right now. I know Coach Brooks, because I've talked to him, has gone back, and they're coaching like what we do now. They're going back to coaching their JVs and varsity together. So I'm seeing a lot of similarities, but I'm seeing a lot of success because of that as well. I think they are one of the better teams in our conference, you know, in the JV level, if not maybe the best team. I think it's just going to be a really good game. I certainly put us right there in the mix, you know, in that conversation as well. You know, we've had a lot of success with our JVs. And it thinks it's just going to be a great matchup for us on Thursday night.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTN.
Hometown Hardware Flooring and Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Piscataway Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Yeah.
back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Coach, I want to turn over and talk just sort of holistically, I guess, about a defense that's only given up 8 points a game against what I think has been a strong schedule. You know, we've seen the breakdowns now come out, you know, preliminarily with regard to the RPIs, and we sit in a pretty good shape as far as that goes, which is, I think, a testament to the non-conference, you know, schedule that we're playing. We'll talk more about that, obviously, as we get down deeper in the season. But defense giving up 8 points a game. I'm curious as to your thoughts on where you might sort of rank or compare this group versus the groups that we've had at Pisgah, you know, in the last 10 or 11 years that you've seen.
Yeah, I think probably the thing that I see about this group, generally when you go back and you look at some of the good defenses that we've had, we've been really good at one or two places. This group, the thing that I would use, the word that I would use would just be solid. I feel like this group is solid up front. You know, they're solid at the linebacking core, and they're solid back in the secondary. You know, when you look at us and you watch us on film, you see a lot of youth. I mean, we've got a lot of young kids that are playing. Obviously, we're going to see some really good competition here in the next few weeks as far as conference goes. But I feel like we've played some good competition. I've gone back and kind of looked at the schedules, and you mentioned RPI, Hampton, that we played, you know, some weeks ago. Those guys, since we played them, those guys are averaging 50-something points a game in the last three games. I mean, they've been rolling up some big scores. You talk about Brevard, we knew they were going to be a really good team. They played a Knoxville team right after they played us, and since that game, they've gone undefeated, had a nice good stretch, had a big win last night. So there's some good football that we played there in a non-conference schedule that's continuing to help us, you know, with our RPI part. So, you know, we got to continue to do our part as well and keep winning to keep that RPI up there. But we're in a good place right now.
Are they where you thought they would be defense? Are we as a team where you thought we would be defensively, or perhaps even a little bit ahead?
I think we're a little bit further ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I thought we had the opportunity to be better defensively than what we were a year ago. But I knew we had some young pieces that really had to come along quickly for us to have some success early in the season, and they have. You know, they've been able to do that. We've had, like I mentioned, some veteran pieces that have been in there as well. I think when you look at us, you know, on the defensive side of the ball line, it's hard up front. Titus Bridges, Camden Edwards, Hudson Smith, I'm talking about seniors, those guys have really done a good job for us up front and allowed some of our back-end guys to be able to have quite a bit of success. Obviously, you had Jake and Sawyer back in the back-end, and you know, those guys continue to do a really good job in coverage. But those pieces have allowed our young kids to have some success. When you look at our linebackers, you know, where we're junior and two sophomores, and then you turn around and you look at our two safeties, and you're talking about a junior and a sophomore, and those guys have had really good seasons so far, and we'll need them to continue to do that and continue to get better as we move forward with the conference schedule now.
Final segment when we return. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL. Back with our final segment this morning here on WPTL. They've done such a great job of only giving up, you know, the 8 points a game. The offense on the other side has been outstanding too. You know, scoring 34 points a game. You know, Aaron, we talked about how efficient he has been, you know, throwing it, you know, 70% completion of his passes. He presents, you know, that run option for you. We've been really good with Braden and with Landon in the backfield, and very skilled and deep, I think, at the receiver position. And then when you look at protection, we've certainly offered that protection up front and been able to do a lot of different things. Tell me about your thoughts on the offense right now and what you see for them going through the rest of the conference slate.
You know, you go back and like I mentioned before, you kind of go back and you reevaluate everything and do some self-assessment about how we can help ourselves out. You know, I go back to the game last week when we were playing Smokey. You know, we had some really good offensive numbers. We didn't have the numbers on the scoreboard that I would have liked to have seen. You know, we faltered a little bit in the red zone, which, you know, we've got to be able to make sure we get points, you know, moving forward. So we went back and looked at a lot of things as far as, and I did just myself, just looked back at some play calling. Was there some things I could have done differently to, you know, to help our kids out a little bit? So you just kind of go back and look at those things. You mentioned the places where we have had success. I think one of the places that really stands out to me with the success that Aaron has had, obviously in the passing game, has been the protection. We have not had very many sacks at all with him. Now, he brings some elusiveness back there in that position, but, I mean, we've protected him pretty well, not only just the linemen, but the backs, you know, that have stayed in on the protection. That's certainly one thing that we practice during the week and making sure we get those things picked up. You know, we're going to see some things as we move forward throughout the season that's going to, you know, maybe give us a fit here or there. But I've just been really pleased with the protection part, you know, for Aaron and been able to move him around some, you know, been able to move him out of the pocket when we need to. He's confident in his receivers. You know, if he throws the ball up there, he feels like his guys can go get. Brayton brings another really big piece of the puzzle to what we do because he's such a good receiver coming out of the backfield. You know, he, and we've seen that the last couple of weeks, you know, we've been kind of holding that back, you know, waiting for the right time to really bring that out and show that. And, I mean, he's a weapon, you know, not only carrying the ball, but catching the ball as well. And, you know, we've just got to be creative about how we can get it to our guys and be able to turn them loose. Landon Pope is another back that's catching the ball really well out of the backfield. He's done a good job for us. And, you know, again, there's always some things that we can clean up and do better. And that was one thing that we focused on this past week in our open week.
Well, we'll certainly look forward to it going into next week. 6:30 is our airtime against Franklin. We'll be back at home. 7 o'clock game call right here on WPTM. Of course, we'll be right back at Riverview Farm and Garden next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, Mike Bryson, our terrific producer, as well as Chad Upton. Till next week, so long, everybody.